Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Shaga Dushkova. How are you, Shaga?
I'm fine, thank you.
And you're from Vinolock?
Yes.
How many people are using the Vinolock now? Or how many bottles are getting bottled every year? Or, you know, just get an idea of the scale, because I still don't see Vinolocks around yet. I think I might have seen one or two bottles.
I think market share is 0.15.
0.15%.
Okay. Closest market share.
Yeah, that's quite small,
isn't it?
That's
quite small. But if you see which wineries are using Vinolock, like Schloss Vollrath, like Henschke, so they are leaders in their countries, in their regions. They make...
Are they doing wholesale bottling of the wines, or is it still trials for them?
Sorry?
It's like Henschke, for example. Are they running it on a particular wine all the time, or are they doing trials on the Vinolock?
They are running some lines with Vinolock all the time.
Okay, all the time.
Yeah.
And how does it fit with a bottling line? Can you just put a Vinolock in?
Yes.
And
yes,
where you had corks before, and there's no real...
Yes, you
tweaking?
Can use it with bottling line.
Just a normal bottling line, no problem.
You need the head for Vinolock, and it depends on the amount of bottles which you want to bottle per hour.
Yeah.
Which system you will use? There are different systems. And if you produce millions of bottles, you will have different system than if you produce 20,000 bottles per year.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay,
there are solutions for all these producers.
Okay, all right.
And semi-automatic to fully automatic.
And is there a country that's taken hold of Vinolock more than any other country? Like in New Zealand went to screw caps pretty wholesale 5-10 years ago, whereas... I'm not sure of any country that's sort of gone Vinolock hardcore. Is there a country that's more popular in?
It was very popular in Austria.
Yes.
And at the moment, we would say France is most important country, especially south of France.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
where?
Provence and also islands, Corsica.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe the highest percentage of Vinolock from all regions is Corsica.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, that's maybe why I haven't come across it. I don't drink a lot of Corsican wine, so...
Yes.
Okay. All right. And where to next? You know, is it... All the research is done now, pretty much? You know, you've been selling the product for a while. You've got some interesting results in terms of its ageability, which is always good for producers. They always like to know that what they're buying. What do you... What do you think is the next bits for Vinolock?
Maybe firstly, I would like to talk about the most important innovation which Preziosa did after buying the company.
Yeah.
And this is a different ring, sealing ring.
Yeah.
This is the old Vinolock, which you could see in 2008.
Yeah.
With one blade ring and just one diameter.
Yeah, yeah.
And Preziosa, as the owner, developed this four blades ring.
Okay, so they're like ribs, aren't they?
Seals much better. Yeah. And since developing this sealing ring, Vinolock can work with standard bottle. You don't need special Vinolock
bottle. Oh, did you need a special bottle before?
Yes, you needed a special bottle with very precise inside shape and diameter with very small tolerance.
Yep.
But with these four blades, you don't need such a small tolerance, so you can use it with standard blades.
Oh, okay. And when was that innovation?
So I think this was very important. It was in 2012.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because bottles, you don't want to be able to buy the cheapest bottles or the most appropriate bottles.
And with this four blades ring, also spirits producer can use Vinolock, what is very important, and it's widely used with spirits.
See, I've seen a bottle, a closure like this, very similar, the other week, for a gin producer in England called Silent Pools. Is that one of you guys? Clients? Yeah, because I looked at it and I went,
tomorrow we will do tasting of Cambridge.
Sorry?
Gin. Tomorrow we do tasting of Cambridge gin with
Vinolock. Okay.
Yeah.
So the gin producers like Vinolock.
Yeah. Yeah, not only gin, also vodka producers or spirits producers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is there a reason why spirits producers like it in particular, or?
Because it's a beautiful product. And spirit bottle, it's very often real piece of art. Mm. Cognac bottle or expensive
they
vodka
are, aren't they?
Bottle.
Yeah.
And they can choose from many, many different, you see, different diameters. You can have even 21.5
oh, okay, so the shape of the glass
diameter.
Can be made
so
to
you
anything.
Can have bigger bottle. You can have this high top, not only low top. You can have different designs with these crystal tops, colored.
And it's more like a bottle stopper, isn't it? I mean, from a spirit's point of view, it has that bottle stopper type of feel to it.
With this closure, it's more carafe than bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like carafe top.
Yeah, exactly, isn't it?
And of course, TCA is an issue for spirit.
Wow, yeah. I know your documentation says it's about 10% TCA, but I still get cork taint, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot less than it was 10, 15 years ago before screw caps came on the market. Okay. Oh, very nice. I like it. I like it. I did like
there
it.
There is also this called woody.
A wooden
for
bun.
Producers which like natural style of their packaging, so they can have this.
Okay.
Woody coat.
Yep. And how many units are you selling?
5 million per year.
35 million a year. I'm surprised. I must have silent pools. I've come across it on that gin, but. And what would be the breakdown between spirits and wine, roughly?
20% spirits and 80% wine.
Really? Oh, okay. Because I would have thought spirits would be, they'd be into this in a big way. Oh, the other thing was price. How does it compare in price to a cork versus a screw cap?
Cork versus screw cap or versus natural cork?
So natural cork, screw cap and vino lock. You know, what's the price like? Is it more expensive than a good quality cork or?
No, it's not more expensive than good quality cork. You, of course, can have much cheaper corks,
yep.
But quality is low. And price is the same as good quality cork, and there are much more expensive corks. And for example, there is a movement last year with cork producers to check cork for TCA mm-hmm. by different system or by person smelling corks or by machine systems based on chromatography or such systems. And only the raise of the price of the cork is the same as price of vinolock. Price of vinolock closure starts at 35 to 40 cents, euro cents.
Oh, that's quite pricey though, isn't it? 30 to 35 cents.
I think it's not too expensive.
Fair enough.
If you compare it with high quality natural cork, if you compare it with high quality
and
screw
cap. And screw cap, is it about the same? What's screw cap?
You can have much cheaper screw caps, but yep. You can have this high quality high screw caps with similar price.
Okay. And I presume then, given the price point, it's only going on quite expensive wines.
You cannot say that. What is interesting, for example, in Provence, they started to use it massively for rosé wines, and yep. they increased price of wines much more than pay for vinolock.
Yeah, okay.
Because the bottle is much nicer. You can have vinolock. The glass is rosé color. This is not any coating. This is color of the glass.
Yeah.
Which is produced in this beautiful salmon color, which fits perfectly with rosé wine, with clear bottle. So it's then carafe. So some producers increased price of the wines for a couple of euro, mm-hmm. even with.
The problem you've got, though, is with this is that because the lock, the vino lock goes on and off the bottle, you need a tamper evident closure around the outside of the vino lock. So you can't really see the vino lock until you open the tamper.
No, you can have absolutely transparent capsule.
Oh, you can, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You can see it here at the photos. Okay, if you have natural cork or plastic cork, it does not look well. But if you have Vinolock, it looks very well if you have transparent.
Yeah, no, it actually does look quite nice, doesn't it? Yeah, lovely.
But you can, of course, have normal cap and you just see the shape of Vinolock. Most producers now prefer this kind of cap.
A dark cap, so dark, it looks like a normal caps, bottle.
Yes, metallic.
All right then, Shaga. I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Cheers.